these words and these questions, and you tell me just what you'd say and how you feel about it.
All right.
All right, now you know when you eat a chicken, you know the little part that the children like to pull.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
We call it the breast part. That's what we call, that's what we would call it. And then when we was children, we would pull, then one pull the shortest. When we said that was gonna marry for the other.
Go marry first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, now what do you call the parts that are inside a pig or a cow or a calf that you can eat?
Well,
now, not the piece of the cow himself, but you know, what's inside?
Well, it's the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's...
How about inside the cow's stomach? What's that
well,
called?
Well, we call it the light, not the light, but the mold.
Uh-huh. And did you ever use the word tripe?
Yeah, tripe. That's a new word.
Is it? That's what we call it, huh? We came along later than you. Okay, what do you call the pigs? Insides that you make bread out of sometime, you know? The little cracklings, and then what else?
And...
How about chitlins?
Chitlins.
Yeah. Do you like chitlins?
Yeah, man. You do.
Okay, now, if you had a cow out in the pasture, and you wanted that cow to come in, what would you call? What would you say? Would you have a special call you'd use?
Well, I couldn't have give her a name.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the name was Daisy.
That's right, Daisy.
And then would you call it any special way?
Tell her, come on.
Just tell her, come on
mm-hmm.
in. Okay, come time on. To get milk.
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose that Willie was farming and he had some mules. And he wanted one of them, wanted them to turn left. What call would he give them to turn left? You remember there was a difference in what you said.
He said, G.
For left. And what was right, you remember?
Ha.
Mm-hmm. All right, now if you're going to bring horses in from the pasture, was there anything you'd say to them?
No.
You just go get them, huh?
Yeah, go get them. Or tell them they come. Sometimes the mules would come, too.
Uh-huh.
And just the same as a horse, but a horse is more easier to mind than a mule.
Maybe they're a little smarter, man.
They is. They really is. Just tell them, come on.
Well, what do you say to a horse to make him start, to make him go?
Come up.
All right. And what to make him stop?
Whoa.
What would you say to a pig when you're ready to feed him?
Call him pig.
And they know what you mean.
Yes, sir.
All right, did you ever have anything to do with any sheep?
No.
This is not sheep country much, is it?
No. I never been around no sheep.
Then you never would have called a sheep?
No.
Okay. How about a chicken?
Oh, yeah. I'm fond of chicken.
Okay, what would you say to them if you were going out to feed them?
Call them chick-chick.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, now, when a man gets on a horse, what does he put his feet in? You know, the things...
He puts them in the stool. That's what we call
that's right. It keeps his feet in place,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
All right. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the lines that you use in your hands when you ride a horse?
That's a bow.
And how about when you drive a horse, like a horse and buggy? Is that different?
Mm,